Okay, Polo.
What's your name and what's your relationship with me?
My name is Shumail Ali and I'm Syed Ali's mom.
Alright, so here we go. Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
The most important people in my life is my husband and my parents and my children.
Why are they important to you?
Because they are related to me. They are important because I love them and they also love me and care about me. So they are everything to me.
Tell me, how would you like people to remember you?
I want that people remember me as a good person because I always try to help others. And I always care about people, either they're related to me or not, but if they need my help, and if I will be there, and if it is possible for me to help them, I try my level best to help them. So I want them to remember me as a good person.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Well, not really, because first of all, I thought that it is different, it's not like that, what I have thought. But now I'm quite satisfied, so it is good.
Okay. How did you meet your husband?
I met my husband at the time of my marriage, because I have been through with arranged marriage. My parents have chosen a bridegroom for me, so he's a very good life partner, and that's how I meet him.
Tell me about your happiest moments together.
My happiest moments, there are too many. So my happiest moment, first of all, when I passed my high school as a first division with the highest marks in my grades. So that was my happiest moment, and there are too many, so I can't say one.
I'm asking, tell me about your happiest moments together.
Together means there are a lot of different moments. They cannot be together.
With your husband, I'm saying.
With my husband? Happiest moment with my husband is when he take me out and we go for shopping, for dinners, to dine out, to hang out. These are my happiest moments. And when we go for traveling to different countries, like we have been to India and came here in America, all of those moments of togetherness are the happiest moments.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite religious holidays?
Favorite religious holidays, I remember only one. When after my marriage, my wedding to my hubby, I once been able to go to India to spend Muharram holidays, because Muharram is a religious month. So after a wedding, after 4-5 years, I was not been able to visit my parents at Muharram time and at Eid time. So once in a lifetime till now, I got a chance to spend Muharram holidays with my parents, so I can recall my childhood memories. And similarly, I have spent one Eid with my parents, so that is very close to my heart. So those are my holidays, and we can say that religious holidays, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of all the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life and why?
Most interesting life was my husband gone through, because he was born in a city like Karachi. It is full of violence, and it's interesting also at one part. Then he spent all of his childhood in a village, in a very small village he was living. But he educated himself so much. He made his place in the school team. Then he played for the state level cricket. So he has been very interesting in his life, and then he educated himself a lot and he became chartered accountant. He's gone through with all ups and downs. He came to India at the time of my marriage. So all of the things are very interesting in his life. And when he was settled down in his life as a director in his firm and no more problems, but due to his brother assassinated badly in front of his eyes, he took decision to make it to America to save the life of him and his family too. So that's altogether, I felt somewhere that his life story is a story of some kind of novel or of movie, you can say. So he is the most interesting life he had. So none other than because he had a simple life. So he mm-hmm. is the one who had the interesting life.
Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
I love to go to school because school is the place where you get the liberty to educate yourself, to define your personality, and to show your talents even, and make friends above all. So school is a very interesting place, but sometimes due to the behavior of some teachers, I really do not wish at once in my lifetime. I didn't want to go to school when I was a fourth grader because my homeroom teacher was became a nightmare for me. So at that time, I really do not wish to go to school. Otherwise, all of my life, I've tried my level best to educate myself, and I love education. I love the atmosphere of school. And I'm happy always still. If I get the chance to go to school, I'm still ready to go and educate myself more.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
Yes, sure. I want to be in my teenage life because like other kids, my teenage is also very happening. I was the best student. I was in the student government. I was a proctor of English subject. So I loved those days, and I was more beautiful like today, what I am today. I was much beautiful, you know, in my past. So I love to be in my past, and I want to be a teenager again.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any songs you sang to me when I was a baby?
When you were a baby, I sing a lot of lullabies. And I remember all of them because I remember your childhood every bit because I have lived it with you. So I don't think that I've forgotten any moment. And even you do not remember anything of your childhood at that part, certain extent. But I remember each one of the moments from since your birth till today. So I remember each and everything. That was the best part of my life that I got you and Muhammad. Mm-hmm. So you have made me a mom because I was a teenager at that time. I was 19 and you gave me the pleasure of being mom. So sometime I took a bite of myself, I pinched myself that is it reality that I've turned into a mom?
That was my next question. Tell me about when you found out when you were going to be a mom. Like, how did you feel?
It is a very good experience. It feels good because you get honor in the society, in family, and everywhere. Because I felt myself very important when I learned that I am going to be a mom. Because my parents start taking care of me from so far away because I was not living in the same country. But my mom used to call me. She gave me a lot of instructions that do this and do not. And even my mother-in-law, she turns a bit polite and nice with me, more nicer, because she thought that I need her help. She was my aunt, so I was happy with her behavior. But because your father was young, so he didn't pay a lot of attention because he was a lot of caring, before also. And after a marriage of my a month ago only I got pregnant, so you were born. So this was a great experience overall.
Where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
This is a good question. I love this. I born in my favorite country, India, and I love my childhood. I born in Lucknow. And Lucknow is the capital of Uttar Pradesh. Uttar Pradesh is one of the states in 27 states of India, and it's the best one. I I guess so, because it's a multicultural state and mostly people belong from Muslim and Hindu society. We both societies live together as a brotherhood society, so we love to be there. Otherwise, other religions are also surviving there very nicely, like Sikh, which we call Sardars, and Gujaratis and all of them. So it's a beautiful platter. We serve all kind of food, you can say. So my childhood was brilliant. And I was living in a joint family, so I get all of the love of my grandparents and my uncle and aunts and my cousins and my parents, of course. And I was the first child in the family, so I've enjoyed more attention, more respect, more love. So that's altogether is a very good experience. Mm-hmm.
Who has been the kindest to you and why?
Overall, if I look at my life, people are very kind to me. Like, first of all, my grandparents and my grandma was a very kind person to me. I love her a lot, but I miss her because she is in heaven now. I believe so. But altogether, if I see, my mom was the kindest person to me because she made immense efforts to help me to get best education. And she tries her level best to find best bridegroom for me, best life partner. And she comes across father to help me in my children's delivery. And she was young when my first child was born, means you. So she comes along with two kids only, no one elder to her, accompanied her in her travel. But she came through all the difficulties. She lived with me, with my in-laws, which was another difficult part for her. But she tried her level best to give me every comfort in my pregnancy and in the time I was delivering you. So she took care of you also. She trained me. She tries to put me in the shoes of mom, and she tries to me how to make it with child, a newborn baby. So if I just conclude the whole of my life, my mom was the bestest person in my life. She helped me a lot. She's the kindest person. And I know, till she is alive, I know that she was going to help me whenever I'm going to be in difficulty. God forbid, I don't want that, but I know that she will be always there to help me.
Share some important lessons you've learned in life.
The
lessons you've learned in life.
Important lesson I have learned, and that is the basic thing, is to tell truth. My parents always taught me to be a true person, to be honest. So I have always tried my level best to speak truth and to be honest.
What does your religion mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today?
Religion plays always a great role in your life because you cannot survive without religion. Because only religion makes differentiate from human beings to animals, because animals don't worship and people worship. So worshiping is good because religion gives you power, religion makes you good human beings. All the religions taught similar things: to be a good person, to be honest, to help each other, to do charities. So I think religion always plays a good role in your life. And I'm in great role in your life.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
Yes. It's not possible that you will not get impact from others because you are in relationship with others, like teachers are your spiritual parents. So they also affect you if you want it or not, but you need it somewhere and you will get it also. So my teachers have given me good impact. They taught me to be a good person, to be a good human being, and to be a good teacher also. So I have been in my life as an educationalist. So I have been a teacher in Pakistan. I have taught children English literature. I tried my level best to fit in their shoes, what my teachers were doing at that time, and I was awarded by Best Teacher Award. And I think that's only because of those teachers who played a role model in my life. So that's why I'm like them most of all.
What do you see as our family's legacy?
My family's legacy is that they are religious speakers. My family, from my family, I've got this thing in my legacy that they all are religious speakers. They speak for good. They speak for honesty. They speak for the betterment of society. And they always put a lot of impact to show the brighter and the positive side of Islam. And they hate terrorism, extremism and all. So we are at the brighter side, we are at the positive side, and that's what I got in the legacy.
What have you accomplished so far, personally or professionally, that makes you proudest and why?
It's no profession right now. So there's only personal reasons. And personally, I've achieved a lot. My husband thought that I am the good wife. He sometimes calls me the best wife in the world, but I know that's not possible. It's only his kind words. But I thought being a mom of two great kids like Sayyedain Muhammad and Sayyed Ali Abbas Rizvi, my hubby, I have a small family. My parents awarded me with that I'm a very good daughter. My brother, both of them, Amir and Adil, called me a good sister because I'm the only sister they have. So all of that love and respect is my greatest achievement, I think.
Share some of your earliest childhood memories.
The best part of my memories, which I remember, was the day when I have been taken to school first time, and I was a crying baby. I was 3 years old at that time, and my mom took me into a rickshaw. It's a small van type rickshaw. It was all covered. My mom wants me to sit in that rickshaw, and she don't want to come and accompany me, but she promised me that she will come in another rickshaw. It's a transportation I'm talking about. So I don't like that idea that I will get apart from my mother. So that was the worst part. But when I've entered in school, I've cried a lot, and I've gained all the attention of the school because mostly teachers come and try to solve me and try to comfort me. But as my mom left the school, I've become so comfortable. I was fit in the atmosphere. I started liking it. So that was the best part in my life, that first of all, I was so scared of the situation, and when I got the positivity of the teachers and school atmosphere, I was the happiest person then. So that was the childhood memory I remember.
Tell me about some traditions that have been passed down through our family.
Traditions are... can you repeat the question again?
Tell me about some traditions that have been passed down to our family. When and how did they get started?
So many traditions. Actually, I don't like to be traditional. I like to be innovative. I don't want to follow same track. We are not sheep and goats. I'm a human being. So I try to follow traditions, but in a positive way, in a more beautiful way, that at least we can enjoy it also. It should not that you get stuck in it. So there are traditions. Traditions are that we have to do small gatherings in Muharram and Eid. I love to do all that, but I want to do it in my way.
How did you feel when you first got a vote?
Go for a voting?
Mm-hmm.
I love to go and vote because only that time I feel that we are alive and we are taking participation and making a government. So it's a great experience. I love it. But the person I have chosen have not won this time. But I hope she should be a president of America, but she's not, Hillary. So I love she should be, but always it's a pleasure that you are giving your advice, at least you're participating. That's a great experience.
Are there any funny stories people tell about you when you were growing up?
Funny stories are not really, because no one likes that people make fun of them. So I don't want that any person will come and make fun of me or just behind me. so. I don't think so.
If you had a chance to get into a professional career, what would you like to be in it?
Ah, that's a good question. I want to be an educationalist. I want to be a teacher because I love to teach children. I want to get connected with students because while we are teaching them, basically we are learning something from them. So the part of learning, the process of learning, I love that. So I want to learn to be together with students, a new, innovative, fresh. That's what I like.
Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
Again?
Yes.
Because you have already asked the thing, Payada. Try to be a good reporter.
Why did you choose my name as Yusra?
That's a name. It's a beautiful name, but that's not. I have not chosen it for you. That's my mom. She had chosen this, and she told me that this name was chosen by my father. So it is very, very, you know, near to my heart that my parents for first time become a grandparents. Not only me who has become a mom first time, but also my parents have become the grandparents. So I thought that they must get this liberty to choose the name of her first grandchild. So my mom told me that the meaning of this name is very beautiful. It means success. So that is the first and the last thing I want for my daughter always, for both of my kids, especially for Sayada, to be very, very successful. So that's what I want. And you have a beautiful name, Sayada. Yusra Ali.
If you had another chance, would you be a woman still, or do you want to be a man?
Always I want to be a woman, because what we do, men can never be able to do that. And every woman knows that we have a liberty, we have a power to give life, to give birth, which men can never be possible. It's not never be possible means a science might can do this one day, but naturally it is not possible. So God has given us this power to give birth, to give life, to save life, to groom children, to just help them to grow up. And that's all the power we have. And we are, after all, the homemakers, we are the life makers. So I always want to be a woman. I always proud to be a lady, and I love to be a girl. So I love this thing.
What's your favorite country, and where do you want to go on a vacation if you had a choice?
I want to roam whole around the world, because this is my, you know, last dream, I can say. It's my last wish that before I die, I want to go and travel whole of the world. So I love America. I love India. And these two countries are mine. They're closer to my heart. One country where I'm born, another country where I'm living. But from these two countries, I want to go and explore. India is a very big country. America is also a very, very big country. So I want to go and explore each and every places. I want to go to Alaska, to Greenland, to Iceland, and most of the parts of Canada. But above all, I want to go to Europe, because I read all about Europe, Vienna, Italy, and these beautiful places, France, Paris, and all that. London especially, because UK also I want to visit, because I've read so many stories of Shakespeare. Just, you know, go around these cities only, like from Venice to different places he always mentioned. So I wish to go and see Europe, some central part of Asia, and America, South America also.
Beside our own, what cultures influence you?
Beside our own, which culture? No, I cannot say that other culture influenced me, but only humanity influenced me. So I love to be a human being. The most great religion, the most great culture is to be a human. So I don't want, this is not a politically correct statement or not, I don't know. But the thing is that what I want, that every person should be a good human being. I don't know if the person should be a Muslim, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, Christian, whatever the person wants to be. He can follow the tradition, he can follow the religion, but first of all, he or she should be a good human being. So I want to be a good human being, and only humanity influence me.
What changes you want in the world, like in general?
World is changing, you know, very fastly. So what I'm going to change, I don't know. The thing only I want to change in the world, there are basic two things I want to change. First of all, the violence against women. I don't like that because I don't like violence. No one likes violence, I know that. But I think that girls are the most, you know, they are the, this is the sex is still, you know, in our trouble, because while we are working, we are going outside, we are teased, we are tortured in some way and harassed. That's I don't like to be, because the society looks normal from outside, but it is not. I read a lot of in books, in Facebook, on reading newspapers and all that girls get, you know, tortured or teased or, you know, sexual harassment while they were practicing some sports, doing something, going out, making their careers. But girls are very much, you know, hindered everywhere, especially in India. So I don't want this thing should happen. I want to stop this immediately if I get the power. And second thing I want to stop is the global warming. So I really don't want that my earth, Mother Earth, will get warm and it will get destroyed, as you know, computer, you know, sometimes says that in you know, 2025 or 2030 or 2040, some countries will be destroyed because of the global warming. That's I don't want. I want that all of the countries should stay blessed and good and cool and nice, and to be nice with each other.
What is the most difficult part of being a mom?
It is a difficult job to be a mom. It's never been easy. You know, when you give birth to your child, it's before that your duties begin. Because when someone expected to come in your life, all the responsibility begins. You have to eat what you don't want to eat. You have to follow the timetable, which you never want to be. So after giving birth, it's also a very, very difficult, painful procedure. And when the child or a mom, both of them need care, they have other duties. Mom have other duties also to fulfill. So at the time when mom only wants to take care of the baby, she has to perform her duty somewhere also, which you know, hinders her child to always be in the company of her mom. So I don't like that. That is the most difficult part. And when child is growing up and mom wants to enjoy it, but she comes to know with different experiences that it's not like that. Child sometimes behaves weird, which we have not planned, but still it's good. It's difficult, but it is good. It's a good experience, great experience, I think.
One last question. Tell me about your wedding day. Did it go as you imagined?
No, it's not been, I have not never imagined my wedding should go in that way. It was all accidental, I thought, because my parents have decided it immediately that they were going to marry me in such early age. I have never planned anything like that. My wedding date, the date of my nikah was 25th, means August 25th. 1999, but they, you know, there were two parts. Once I got nikah, means the contract was made. It was not a contract marriage, it's a nikah, it's a tradition in Muslim societies. It's a contract bride and a bridegroom have to sign. It's a tradition, so it's just called nikah. And another part is a rukhsati, when the girl has to leave the parents' house and goes to husband's house. That was sometimes happens at same day, but in my case, because visas and passports and different you know, formalities were required that time, so I have to gone through with all this. Then I have been gone to my husband's house after 2 months. So it was 22nd October, 1998. It was not 99, 1998. Yeah, I've gone to his house. So there are two parts of my marriage. So these are the dates.
What expectations do you have for me?
I want you to be a good human being. That's what I'm talking about. I keep on saying this thing, that you have to be a good human being to be successful, to be educated, to be, you know, richer. It's all the part of these things. You can be successful. You can be very rich person in your life. You can be a very educated person in your life. But first of all, you have to be a good human being. So all these things comes in one package. First of all, be honest, and honesty is the best policy.
Thank you so much.
बेचारे एक्टर्स कितना इंटरव्यू देना पड़ता है।